This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Air India has confirmed that flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London Gatwick was involved in an accident today after takeoff. The flight, which departed from Ahmedabad at 1:38 p.m., was carrying 242 passengers and crew members on board the Boeing 787-8 aircraft. Of these, 169 are Indian nationals, 53 are British nationals, 1 Canadian national and 7 Portuguese nationals. The injured are being taken to the nearest hospitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ramnath Mohan Naidu over Air India flight crash in Ahmedabad. He took stock of the situation and asked them to go to Ahmedabad. He also directed them to ensure that all possible assistance is extended immediately to those affected in the wake of the air mishap. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda and EAM Jaishankar have extended condolence to the bereaved families. Union Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav has highlighted the Modi government's sustained efforts in promoting yoga as a transformative wellness practice across India and globally. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, the Ayush minister spoke about the achievements of the Union government in the last 11 years, including India's significant leap in the institutionalization of yoga from creation of the Ministry of Ayush in 2014 to the global celebration of International Yoga Day, bringing India's ancient heritage to the forefront of the world stage. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on French President Emmanuel Macron today. Dr. S. Jaishankar thanked him for France's strong message of support in the fight against terrorism. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said their discussions reflected the trust, comfort and ambition of India-France strategic partnership. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today inaugurated the Lok Samvardhan Parv at Rajghat in New Delhi. Talking to the media, Mr. Rijiju said the workers of the village have a lot of talent and a platform has been created to bring their handmade art to the market.
अल्पसंख्यक मंत्रालय ने ये लोक संवर्धन पर्व मनाने का जो कार्यक्रम शुरू करने का दो मकसद है. सबसे पहले तो एक हमारा आर्टिसंस का मार्केटिंग का प्लेटफॉर्म क्रिएट करना. दूसरा, हमारा देश के कोने कोने में अलग अलग बहुत विशेष चीजें बनाते हैं, तो वो आदान प्रदान भी होगा. जम्मू कश्मीर वाला यहाँ आकर के अपना सामान बेचेंगे, दिल्ली वाला फिर चेन्नई भी जा सकते हैं, चेन्नई वाले मुंबई आ सकते हैं. आर्थिक दृष्टि से ये अपना जीवन में उत्थान पहुंचाने में बहुत बड़ा योगदान मिलेगा.
डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह टुडे फेलिसिटेटेड नेशनल कैडेट कॉर्प्स कैडेट्स इन न्यू दिल्ली हु रिसेंटली सबमिटेड माउंट एवरेस्ट. During the meeting, the minister said the NCC deserves praise for taking the decision to send its cadets to this summit. He added that the summit was a test of their discipline and patience. Mr. Singh also presented a check of 10 lakh rupees for achieving the feat in the harshest of conditions without any injury. The 15-day nationwide campaign Vikshit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan has culminated today at Tawang Green Farmers Produce Company near Gankardung Gonpa in Arunachal Pradesh. The Abhiyan aimed to empower farmers through the dissemination of modern scientific knowledge and awareness about farmer-centric government schemes. District General Secretary Kisan Morcha Dorji Wangchu requested for timely training to farmers as per local agriculture calendar. District Kisan Morcha General Secretary Jambe Tenjin requested the concerned departments to keep Kisan Morcha members in selection board for selection of beneficiaries for various farmer welfare schemes. On the International Day of Yoga on the 21st of this month, more than 1 lakh yoga events based on common yoga protocol will be conducted simultaneously from 6:30 to 7:40 a.m. in the morning. This year, the theme is One Earth, One Health. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav said that the event will be held at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate. He said more than 65,000 organizations from across the nation have registered to host the Yoga Sangam. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.